This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A protester was shot dead in Myanmar Friday in the latest round of bloodletting at anti-coup demonstrations as the UN Security Council prepared to meet on the escalating crisis. Despite an increasingly brutal crackdown by military authorities that has seen more than 50 people killed, protesters took to the streets again in towns around the country to denounce the February 1st coup. The violence has brought condemnation from around the world, with the UN rights chief demanding the junta, quote, stop murdering and jailing protesters, end quote. The Security Council is set to discuss the crisis later Friday. But despite the mounting international pressure, the generals have shown no sign of heeding calls for restraint. The U.S. has tightened export controls on Myanmar, putting the country in the same category as adversaries in Russia and China, and limited the transfer of any equipment with military uses. Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won November election by a landslide, but the military insisted the polls were rigged as a justification for seizing power. Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied the claims. Myanmar's military rulers attempted to move about $1 billion held at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York days after seizing power February 1st, prompting U.S. officials to put a freeze on the funds, according to three people familiar with the matter, including one U.S. government official. The February 4th transaction in the name of the Central Bank of Myanmar was first blocked by Fed safeguards. U.S. government officials then stalled on approving the transfer until an executive order issued by President Joe Biden gave them legal authority to block it indefinitely, the source said. The United States, Canada, European Union, and Britain have all issued fresh sanctions.